Federal agents arrested four members of a militant white supremacist group from California on charges that they traveled to Charlottesville, Virginia last year to incite a riot. The ensuing melee became deadly when a man who'd also traveled to that white supremacist rally rammed his car through a crowded street, killing a woman named Heather Heyer and injuring dozens of people there. Now, the California men are accused of attending a torch-lit rally in a larger gathering where they committed, quote, multiple acts of violence against counter-protesters. Kevin Roderick is here now to talk more about it on LA Observed. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
All right, so briefly remind us, I went through the overview of what happened on that terrible Saturday in 2017. What happened in Charlottesville? Why Charlottesville?
Well, remember, this was the lightning rod moment for people on the right and the left over the Robert E. Lee statue that local officials had decided to take down, the Confederate leader. And it brought together people from around the country who were protesting Donald Trump on the left, and people who were there, both just Trump supporters on the right and white supremacist groups on the far right, including neo-Nazis and other sorts of groups. And that led to a number of violent clashes in different places in Charlottesville, and including this death of the woman, Heather Heyer.
The death of the, now, these four men, by the way, are not implicated in the death of Heather Heyer, but
right,
they are implicated in some other violent things that happened at those gatherings.
Yes, you know, and remember, these were clashes that were covered intensively in the news and on social media. There are a lot of pictures and video around of what happened there and how violent these attacks were.
And in the actual indictment that's out today, you actually see photos of these men who were participating in these violent acts that you talk about. Three of the men are from the South Bay, allegedly members of a group known as the Rise Above Movement. This is RAM, I guess, for short. What do we know about that group?
Well, this is a shadowy group like all groups like that. It's centered in the South Bay area of Los Angeles County. And we've run into them a couple times before. They members of that group are suspected of causing violence at protests in Berkeley, down in Orange County, where a couple of journalists for the OC Weekly were attacked last year. And also, they're now accused of traveling across country to participate in violence and really incite violence in Charlottesville. This is something that the investigative journalism group ProPublica had done a big story on, identifying these perpetrators from Southern California and talking about, you know, where they had jobs. One of them had a government clearance and was working at Northrop Grumman. One of them was an active duty Marine.
How common is it, Kevin, for federal prosecutors in Los Angeles to charge people for inciting a riot like this? I mean, is this something, are they trying to make an example out of these folks?
Well, it's not a particularly common set of charges, especially in political events like this. But, you know, these groups were well documented in the media in terms of their participation in the group, and they've been creating more and more ugly violence around the country. And in particular, the prosecutors today did credit ProPublica for its investigative reporting on this organization, their use of digital evidence like social media posts and videos to help them in coming to the beginning of this prosecution.
The men were scheduled to have a court appearance today here in Los Angeles. This is a federal case, though. These are federal agents who arrested them. So obviously they will face trial somewhere else.
Well, the plan is to have them make their first court appearance in Los Angeles today, and then to have the case transferred to Virginia for further prosecution.
All right. Kevin Roderick with LA Observed. Kevin, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.